Illegal immigrants who've made it past the border and into the U.S. face a big challenge, finding some form of identification that allows them to work and travel. In California, as in many states, illegal immigrants can't get a driver's license, so many turn to forgers. NPR's Luke Burbank has the story.
How much would you pay to have a completely new identity? In Los Angeles, the going rate is around $100.
So the guy is coming out to us right now.
It's a gorgeous Monday afternoon, and NPR engineer Carlos Asensio and I are driving around MacArthur Park, just west of downtown L.A. If it were statistically possible for a neighborhood to be more than 100% immigrant, this area would be. By no coincidence, it's also a hotbed for the illegal document trade. Fake driver's licenses, social security cards, resident alien cards, student IDs from any college you want. It's all available here. Our mission is to find out how easy it is to come by the stuff. And it only takes a few minutes before people start approaching the car.
La vieja escribiendo la foto montada, pegada.
On just about every corner are small clusters of men, their baseball caps pulled down low, their eyes darting back and forth furtively. If their gaze meets yours for even a moment, they'll flash you a hand sign like the letter C. This lets you know they're selling micas, or fake IDs. In the 20 or so minutes we circle the park, we're approached 6 times.
Whatever. It's like going to a photo mat.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's a one-hour process. Yeah, 1 hour process, and you have an
ID. It comes as no surprise to Officer Henry Covarrubias.
The area I'm showing you right now is 7th and Alvarado here.
Covarrubias sits in front of a computer screen in the Rampart Police Division headquarters. He's assigned to the Fraudulent Documents Unit. Through a network of cameras located around MacArthur Park, he's watching two men exchange money in front of a McDonald's. One of them is buying a fake ID.
There'll be another person that'll come into the picture here that will take the order and take it over to the manufacturing mill.
So we're sitting here watching these guys who it's very likely are involved in a mica illegal type production. You're watching them, and yet you're not going to go arrest them right now.
I don't have the proper people right now. I need more than just myself on here to arrest them.
The fake documents unit is comprised of Covarrubias and his partner, 2 officers. He says to get on top of the problem, there really needs to be more like 25 assigned to the task. Working together, they shut down maybe 1 fake document mill a month.
But as fast as we take one down, another one comes up. The cost is not that much in return for the profit that they can make.
Forgers can get into the fake ID business for around $1,000. All they need is a computer, a machine for laminating, and Adobe software. And the IDs are convincing, says Covarrubias' boss, Lieutenant Matthew St. Pierre.
We've had people get out of custody with them, you present them as ID, and get released from jail with them. We've had murder suspects who've used them to get away.
Police say there's been a new, even more dangerous element added to the fake ID trade over the last few years, gangs. In MacArthur Park, the Crazy Riders and the 18th Street Gang charge up to $1,500 a week to the guys who stand on the corner just for the right to work there. What started out 30 years ago with a few men with typewriters sitting in the back of vans has become a multi-million dollar criminal enterprise.
So it's a nice chunk of change here when you think about it. It's making more than me, I know that.
That's got to be a little frustrating at times.
You know it can be, but I don't let it get it to me. It's a job that I've chosen, and it's just the way things work.
Instead of a raise, though, Covarrubias and his partner are asking the LAPD to dedicate more officers to breaking up fake document rings, a task he says is a little bit like bailing out the ocean with a teaspoon. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.